Well, today is our environmental prayer focus. We still have a local fire that is active, so we're going to be praying about that and the first responders. So many other people are involved than just the firefighters, and it goes beyond their department. Several of the people we'll be praying for today. So recently, the firefighters focused on patrols, mop-up operations, and improving containment lives. To give you an idea what it's like for them, one of the crews was inserted into the Cucamonga Wilderness via helicopter, and they had to sustain themselves for 24 hours in the wilderness. They were tasked with constructing fire lines to prevent the fire from spreading. They worked all night long. They now have completed that final shift and now will transition to daytime operations. Those night crews were paramount to achieve and maintain more containment and halt the fire's advance. So, Father God, we lift up the California Fire Department. We lift up the California Interagency Incident Team number 15 that's overseeing this entire fire and all the different players involved. We lift up San Bernardino Fire Department, the San Bernardino County Sheriff, the California Highway Patrol, and they are there to keep people from going to the places where the fire department and first responders have to go to. We also lift up the San Bernardino National Forest Service and the 632 personnel assigned to the fire. We pray for their protection. We pray, God, that they will have divine wisdom on how to contain this completely. We pray for the air quality, that people will take the right necessary precautions when it gets really bad and depending on which way it blows. We pray, God, that you would be a shield around everyone that is fighting this. Protect them from fear, despair, smoke, flames. May your presence be their comfort and strength. May they be able to face every challenge with courage, knowing you are there with every step up that they take. We pray for the leaders and the ones that are the decision makers, both the county officials as well, and others that are involved with the state, local, Congress. The money's coming through. Father, we pray that you would grant them foresight. Decisions would be made quickly, appropriately, with the safety of everyone involved. We pray no structures are harmed, and there's a 400 of them at risk. We pray, God, for there to be not only a containment, but just a hedge of protection around the whole thing. And that by the time we pray next week for environmental issues, this fire will have stopped and be 100% done. And so, Father, we thank you that you would grant the firefighters resilience, especially those that are working these long hours. Help the administration to make sure that they are given sufficient breaks to be able to do what they need to do. We pray, God, that for their clarity of mind, that they would get sufficient rest and be able to go back out and use their second wind. We pray for angels to guard everyone working there, any civilians that have to go into areas that are close to the fire because their homes are near there. The Mount Baldy Resort, we lift that up, that they will be able to recoup their losses from not being able to have people up there. We also pray, Father, that there will be no more hikers going in that direction and putting others at risk. And we thank you, God, that you are the God who sees all. You can stop fires and you can start them. And we know, Father, that you are an awesome fire, a consuming fire. And we pray this fire will be consumed and be contained. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.